impact of Rubin Observatory cadence choices on supernovae photometric classification, by Katarina S. Alves et al. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory's Legacy Survey of Space and Time, LSST, will discover an unprecedented number of supernovae, SNE, making spectroscopic classification for all the events infeasible. LSST will thus rely on photometric classification, whose accuracy depends on the not-yet-finalized LSST observing strategy. In this work, we analyze the impact of cadence choices on classification performance using simulated multi-band light curves. First, we simulate SNE with an LSST baseline cadence, a non-rolling cadence, and a presto color cadence which observes each sky location 3 times per night instead of twice. Each simulated dataset includes a spectroscopically confirmed training set, which we augment to be representative of the test set as part of the classification pipeline. Then, we use the photometric transient classification library SN machine to build classifiers. We find that the active region of the rolling cadence used in the baseline observing strategy yields a 25. This was impact of Rubin Observatory cadence choices on supernovae photometric classification, by Katarina S. Alves et al.